Operator error and the lack of automated safety systems are two of the primary reasons behind last year's fatal MBTA Green Line crash in Newton. Those are the findings from the National Transportation Safety Board, which released its final report on the accident at a hearing yesterday. The train operator, Therese Edmonds, died. Seven passengers were injured in the crash that caused more than $8 million in damage. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty has details from the NTSB's report.
Investigators concluded that Therese Edmonds ran through a red light near Newton's Waubun Station. MBTA regulations require that operators stop for one full minute at all red signals, then proceed at 10 miles per hour. Edmonds' train was traveling at almost 40 miles per hour when it struck another Green Line trolley waiting at the next light. Investigators believe both lights were improperly stuck on red because rusted wiring interrupted communication between the signals. However, even with malfunctioning lights and operator error, investigators called this an entirely preventable accident. Most of the MBTA's rail lines are equipped with some form of collision prevention technology. The Green Line is not. Acting NTSB Chairman Mark Rosenker.
Why would the Green Line not have everything possible that is going to prevent the accidents from happening? I don't understand that as an operator. I just don't.
MBTA General Manager Daniel Grabauskas did not respond to requests for comment. He has previously said that collision prevention technologies, also called positive train control, wouldn't work on the Green Line because of the large number of trolleys that run at peak hours. MBTA spokesman Joe Pesaturo says the T would have to dramatically reduce service in order to use the currently available control technologies.
Up to one-third of Green Line trains would have to be taken out of service during rush hour in order for the system to operate without any problems under positive train control.
Nevertheless, NTSB board members saw the absence of collision control systems as evidence of a larger problem. MBTA operators hadn't reported the faulty signals to dispatchers as they were supposed to. Moreover, the NTSB believes the T did not perform frequent or adequate evaluations to check if operators were complying with safety regulations. That led NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt to deliver this stinging rebuke.
I think it speaks to the lack of a safety culture of this organization that they did not do those kinds of things to see what was going on out there on their rail lines.
Well, that's absolutely false.
T spokesman Joe Pesaturo says in the past year, the T has deployed extra supervisors into the field.
And supervisors do fitness for duty checks randomly from time to time. So a lot of that is taking place right now.
The NTSB concluded Green Line operator Therese Edmonds ran a red light. But why she did it remains an open question. She had no drugs or alcohol in her system. She had a clear view of the train in front of her and hundreds of feet in which to stop. Yet investigators believe she did not apply the brakes. However, tests revealed traces of doxylamine in her body. It's a compound found in common sleep aids. Investigators also say Edmonds was clinically obese due to her high body mass index. Those two factors suggest that she could have suffered from episodes of microsleep caused by a sleeping disorder, according to investigator Rick Narvell.
The draft report concludes that the operator of the striking train was at a high risk for having undiagnosed sleep apnea, and she may have been chronically fatigued as a result of that condition.
The findings are not conclusive, but NTSB board members say that sleep apnea has played a significant role in four other recent crashes across the country. The board considers operator fatigue a serious problem. So serious, their final report strongly recommends the T significantly enhance fatigue awareness education and sleep disorder screening of all train operators. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.